common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. My name's Dave Hodges, and this is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we've got a terrific guest segment, as we told you about in the intro. We have Bob Griswold that came up with the most interesting hypothesis, and I was speaking to a group, Mingus Mountain, the VFW up there, which is kind of like halfway between Sedona and Prescott, and man, are these people fiercely patriotic, and I mean fiercely. And I'm listening to these people talk, and I think Bob's theory has real validity, and we're going to explore that here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, we're brought to you by preparewithdave.com. The truckers going on strike, 26th to the 29th, and this is a done deal, I think. And I'm warning you, this only adds to all the things we've been telling you about that could interfere in our food supply. Please don't waste any more time. Get your family needs up to par. 4 week special, $100 off, and if you order 10 of them, you saved $1,000. You got 40 weeks of food, boom, you're in business. And that's really what I recommend. Restaurant quality food, 25 year shelf life, preparewithdave.com. Also, too, check us out on the commonsenseshow.tv. Real investigative journalism there. We do it here too, but listen, that's the only secure platform I can tell you, the commonsenseshow.tv, that we could survive in and not need anybody else to broadcast. So that's why I'm really pushing this hard. What does it cost? A cup of coffee a month, $2.50 a month. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Well, we have Bob Griswold on in our radio segment, and we're going to play this theory far and wide. We're trying to get as much on the record as we can, because when the left gets dastardly, we can say, see, we got you. We got you. We got you right here on this day, on this date. We got you. Like I documented the voter fraud on election night when they shut it down, and I said, here are the percentages. This is what Biden has to get to win, anywhere between 63 to 75% in the five swing states. I nailed it, and we got them dead to right for statistical anomalies, including 111% turn of the vote in Wisconsin. Impossible. So we're documenting for posterity and for evidence. Bob, welcome to the show. And the more I thought about what you said to me the other day on that impromptu phone call that we had, I thought, I think he's onto something.
Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure to be here. And, I don't know where to start tonight, but what I want to do is develop the idea. I just don't want to pop it out. I want to develop it. There's a quote by Carl von Clausewitz, who wrote on all kinds of things about war. It says, kind-hearted people might, of course, think there was some ingenuous way to disarm or defeat an enemy without too much bloodshed, and might imagine that this is the true goal of the art of war. Pleasant as it sounds, it is a fallacy that must be exposed. War is dangerous business, that the mistakes in which come from the acts of kindness are the very worst. Dave, we need to realize these people are not our friends. Like China Joe said, you know, we want to heal the nation. That is absolute the stuff that comes out of a northbound end of a southbound mule. You know, they don't want to heal the nation. They want compliance. He's already said he's going to make AOC proud of them. You know, I mean, just think of him saying that. We need to not be kind to these people anymore. That's what I was saying the other night. We need to be praying imprecatory prayer against them. Lord, destroy them because they hate you. They're going to bring about bloodshed like you can't imagine. We're going to see war, Dave. I mean, probably global war when these people come to power because they love death. They love death. You know, there's a book by a gentleman called C.S. Lewis. If any of you have been in Christian circles very long, he wrote the trilogy, you know, the Perelander trilogy. He wrote the Chronicles of Narnia. He also wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters. And it's definitely a worth read. It's a very short book, so you can read it pretty quickly. But the two main characters in the book are one called Screwtape and his nephew, Wormwood. And their whole job was to figure out how to trip up the enemy. And the enemy was a guy who's a Christian, okay? And so they devised all these different scenarios, not only just bad things like the overt stuff like committing adultery or, you know, stuff like that, murder, but just ways to subtly trip us up. We need to stop buying it. You know, Fox has sold out. The complete mainstream media has sold out. You need to stop watching it. Hurt them where it counts is in their pocketbook. They are an enemy at this point. And so we need to stop with the acts of kindness and take it like it is. It is a war. Now, I'm not saying we shoot people. I'm saying we use the elements of war that we have, our voice, our political power, our money. We do not support them anymore. If you want to send your kids to public education, I'm just telling you, it supports them. If you want to watch the news, it supports them. If you want to go to a 501c3 church, it supports them. That's up to you. But we need to stop playing nice, and we need to understand that these people will use every trick in the book, like Screwtape and Wormwood did, in trying to get this Christian person to fall into the enemy's lies. And that's what's happening right now. So let's just examine something right now. And this is, you know, I always loved Star Trek because, you know, the three-dimensional chess, three-dimensional thinking, not two-dimensional thinking, you know. Flatlanders is what science calls two-dimensional thinking, flatlanders. We need to start thinking three-dimensionally. And what I mean by that is there's always a twist to the plot. It isn't that that the Democrats think they're going to come out with a frontal assault, which in warfare is the most dangerous type of battle to fight, a frontal assault. They want our flanks. They want to come from, as Nancy Pelosi said, around us, under us, on top of us, behind us. Do you remember her saying that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so they have more than one battle plan here. They have numerous battle plans that they've gamed out, very seriously gamed out. When I say gamed out, I don't mean something, you know, it's pleasurable. I'm talking about war strategies that they've gamed out. So let's look at two war strategies that have been gamed out. One, Biden wins. Okay, he does win.
Oh, you're talking about the Voter Integrity Project in terms of
the Voter Integrity Project, Mr.
And
China.
John Podesta played the role of Joe Biden.
Yes, and so Biden wins by hook or crook, by theft, by a coup d'état. He wins. So the Democrats win. They have their people in power. They undo all of Trump's executive orders with their own executive orders. So we start baby murdering again. The children start flowing across the border again. The adrenochrome starts flowing again, and anybody knows how they extract that. You know, it's they beat children and then they extract it out of them. So all these things, the drugs start flowing across the border. They've already said they're going to tear the border wall down. As I said at the beginning of the program, Biden has said he will make AOC proud of him, which God knows what that means. We have we don't have a Trump, we have a tramp for president, because she will be president. So Trump will be gone, but the tramp will be there. So that's a win scenario for them, because it's everything depraved. You know, everything depraved, everything that their little depraved minds can think of, every salacious, perverted thought that enters their heart, just like it's in Genesis 6, that the intent of their heart was always wicked. Well, the intent of these people's hearts is always wicked. They always think of ways to devise wickedness, to destroy that which God says is good. They want to destroy it. Human life, the sanctity of marriage, children, I mean, they want to destroy it. So a Biden presidency is a win. But what happens if they've gamed out the scenario and maybe even planned for the scenario of a Trump win? You say, why would they plan a Trump win? Well, let's unpack this for a second, David. If you have any questions, please ask.
No. Listen, I want you to develop this theory.
I was thinking of this the other night.
Yeah, I want you to develop this, and then we'll debate it or discuss it.
Okay. So I was thinking of this the other night. By either planning it or it happening, what does a Trump win represent to them? It represents their ideal, because they will unleash, and what they want to do, BLM, Antifa, and they will burn everything down. They will be going into your neighborhood and my neighborhood and burning it down. Were you the one that posted that letter that you were a Trump supporter? We know where you live.
Yeah,
make sure your house
that
insurance
was national,
paid up.
Bob. That went national, and it has a website attached to it.
Yeah. So, you know, they know where you live. So let's just say these evil, wicked people are like, you know, Joe Biden is Screwtape and Kamala Harris is Wormwood, and they're gaming this out. How do we get the most injury, the most destruction possible, because that's what they love. Their father is what the Bible calls the destroyer, the evil one, Apollyon. And so they're gaming this out. How do we get the most destruction? Because our goal is the destruction of the United States, and out of the ashes of the United States, we can, you know, nuke the world and have a new world order come out of it. So how do they do that? They will get the more bang for buck if Trump wins. And, you know, Dave, is the cheating that they've been doing so in your face that it would be hard to ignore?
Yes.
It is. So why would they do it that way? I mean, an Oklahoma church was a voting place. They find Trump ballots in the trash can. This is so easy to find. I mean, videos of people changing ballots or just filling out ballots. Videos of post office trucks coming in and delivering thousands and thousands of ballots, even some from out of state, to different precincts. I mean, it's so in your face.
In other words, they want the population to know this is what they're doing.
Exactly. So Trump wins. They know Trump wins. And they're going to let him win. This is just a hypothesis. Because they know, Dave, in the end, they will get the most destruction out of that scenario. The left, their heads will explode. If you remember the screaming girls all over when Trump won the first time, you know, just screaming. You can imagine everyone just freaking out on that side, demanding blood, and they will demand blood. They will demand the system is broken, that the system cheated them, that they won fair and square, that Trump is the tyrant that they told him he was. They will do their best nightmare scenario will come to pass. It will. And so if you were gaming this out and you wanted to cause the most destruction, you let Trump win. After the demons have got together and have done this whole news media thing. The news media doesn't elect a president anyhow, but done the whole news media thing, including, you know, the lemming, Fox News Network, the traitor, Fox News Network, everybody's declared him as president. So everybody's in that mode now, rushing and you know, a celebratory and all this, and all of a sudden you pull the carpet out from underneath of him, and what is going to happen to this nation? I don't know it would survive it.
Damn. Wow. Wow.
I mean, that's
all I got to say is wow. We used to watch this broadcast called Channel 3, independent here in Arizona. They did so many wonderful community things. They promoted positive things and then gave the news. And then they collaborated with CBS Channel 5 and merged, and they've gone to pure crap. And tonight was an example of that. And I've walked away from the media, totally mainstream media, and I will not intersect again. So I'm in the bedroom, and I'm getting close to change, and my wife has it on, and she's weaning herself off a little bit behind me. And on Channel 3, they said, an interesting development will be happening in the White House in January. When the Bidens move in, they're bringing their dog Major.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. I've had enough. And this is... I looked at my wife and kind of gave her the look, and she nodded. You know, when you're married for a long time, Bob, you have nonverbal communication. So my wife fully understood what that look meant.
Well, I wouldn't trust Hunter around the dog.
No comment.
You know.
This is a family show. No comment.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. But what I'm saying is, and I think these wackadoodle traders are getting scared. They see North Carolina. They see the shift. I mean, the amount of votes that separate Georgia, Pennsylvania – right now, we're getting very, very close. Nevada, Arizona, they're getting very, very close. You swing those four states, and all of a sudden you take those electoral points away from Joe Biden and give them to Donald Trump, and boy, things change radically overnight. And Dave, I'm just telling you, America, patriots, you better be listening, because if this does happen, which I think is a very real possibility, I'm not saying it is going to happen. I'm just saying it is. One thing I can promise you, Dave, they've gamed it out. They have gamed this out, war gamed it out, and they know how to get the most bang for the buck if this does happen, whether they planned it or not. They will unleash their brown shirts on America, and all of a sudden, with the rhetoric, they will go into all the hyperbole and rhetoric they will use, will whip up people all over the country, and they'll be looking for revenge. no one will be safe. No one.
Mm-hmm. So it's heads I win, tails you lose. Is that right?
It's exactly what it is. It's the perfect game scenario that they've played this out. Heads I win, tails you lose. Perfectly said. So, and actually, if it's if Trump's the head, Trump gets the more destruction. So, America, be ready for whatever they do. Don't let this come and blindside you, because they do not want a frontal attack.
Crap.
You know, they want to flank you and come in from behind. As Nancy Pelosi said about the health care bill, we don't care how we have to do it. Dig a hole underneath of it, fly over top of it, go around it, whatever. We're going to do it. This is what's happening right now. It doesn't matter how they do it. They've gamed it out, and it will bring destruction in the United States. And if Joe Biden wins and he starts implementing all this policy again, you know, again, it's just going to exponentially increase God's judgment on our nation as we start just wholesale worshiping the slaughter of children and abortion and pedophilia and satanic ritual abuse and then whatever else they have loose. I do not think that Joe Biden has mentioned Dark Winter twice because it was a mistake. I think he knows what he's saying. I think the demon in him knows what he's saying.
Let's talk about Dark Winter. In case someone in the audience doesn't know what that is, let's explain.
Okay, Dark Winter was a scenario that Johns Hopkins University Medical Center and the CDC wargamed out about 15, 20 years ago, in which smallpox was released in the United States and a pandemic happened. And so how they would handle it. And it basically became very draconian. They realized you would have to shut everything down. This isn't COVID. We, you know, only 1.1% of people die. This is if it's just standard smallpox, 40% of people die because nobody's been vaccinated for it in 60 years or so. And if it's a hemorrhagic smallpox, which has been, let me explain to you what they've done. They've actually taken the smallpox virus and combined it with the elements of like Ebola, which creates hemorrhagic, you bleed out. So it that has about a 95% fatality rate, according to Judith Miller, who wrote the book Germs. Very good book if you haven't read it. But that's what it's referring to, a dark winter where smallpox breaks out in the United States. And I throw that back in with Deagle, that the population of the United States is...
Oh, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, 100
million
people.
That was my next question. Deagle, explain...
That's a 60% fatality rate, Dave.
Let's back up. Let's lay out Deagle properly. Let's not make a snapshot reference to it.
Okay, if you go to Deagle.com, D-E-A-G-E-L, and what it is, it's an open source intelligence website where they make projections. The current status of things, if you go there, it'll tell you how many F-16s the United States has, how many aircraft carriers they have, what our gross national product is, you know, how the economy breaks down, what products we export, what products we import. I mean, everything, population projections. So what they're doing right now is, as of this date, they project the population of the United States, I think, 316 million. By the end of 2025, they're projecting the population of the United States at 100 million. That's a 60% reduction, in 66% reduction in population. That's just so happens to be what the kill rate is, depending on what kind of smallpox they would release if they did. So that's what it is. You can go to Deagle and just type it in, go to United States and just look at it. It's all there. It's not hard to navigate that website. But, and again, they keep talking about this desire for death, mass death, because the planet's overpopulated. So they want this mass death. And again, for Dr. Mengele Biden to mention this, you know, dark winter, I think it's more than just a slip of the tongue. Evil people, demons, they always like to brag about what they're going to do, how they're going to destroy. It's in their nature, because the nature of Lucifer is one of pride. He's arrogant. He's puffed up. He thinks more of himself than he should. And the demons that follow him and the people that follow him do. I mean, these people are puffed up in their own mind. They think they're better. I mean, they say it all the time. We're better than you. They think they're the real ruling oligarch, and we're just the flyover country. To them, Arizona and Tennessee, it doesn't matter. They're just flyover country. All those people in between are no good. They're just a bunch of dumb rednecks that love guns and worship Jesus or something, you know. But so that's how they look at us. And so what they do is they get this hubris going and they start bragging about what they're going to do to us. And again, you know, if Biden wins and the left is, I mean, the right is already very angry, Dave, because they know, everyone knows that the election has been stolen. And then Joe Biden wants to add gasoline to the fire. He goes, I'm taking your guns away from you. Can you imagine that scenario? I mean, that's a scenario for civil war right there. That's all it would take. So and he will do it. He will do it. Not that they get the guns. The guns are irrelevant. They want the violence. They want the murder. They want the civil war. That's what they want. And so taking the guns and making some kind of draconian laws and putting people in prison because they have the weapons which the Constitution guarantees us the right to have, they start taking them away. They'll do it on purpose, not to get the guns, Dave, and I want to make this point so clear, but to incite violence, because that's what they thrive on, is the violence.
Hmm. Well,
comments?
Yeah, I'm gathering myself here. This makes so much sense to me. The Deagle, you know, when you were talking and you brought the Deagle report up, I was there about 2 minutes before you said it, but I wanted you to finish your thought, and I was going to bring it up at a break point, and little did I know you got us. Let me put this into the practical. You gave us the theoretical. Let me tell you how I see this. I see China doing a distraction attack on Taiwan to gather American forces away from America. And when that happens, in addition to all the other things going on inside the country, the rioting, the looting and everything, then China's going to cross the borders both north and south.
Dave, Joe Biden will give Taiwan to China. That's how in the pocket he is.
Yeah.
The Chinese have so much dirt on him, and he's gotten so much from them, you know, the $1 billion through his foundations, all that money they've gotten. He is so sold out, and they probably have, I mean, I'm not going to mention the dog again, but they probably have videos of things that the whole family have done. I mean, it came out that Pornhub had videos, family videos, put it that way, we won't go there, of the Bidens. You know, he will give it to them. We won't do anything. It's yours anyhow. It's about time you took it back. You know, you can have it. So give it to them. Of course, there'll be money involved. Technology transfer. I mean, we've given Taiwan a lot of high technology, and the Chinese will then all automatically be able to absorb it into their, intellectual, you know, ability. So it saves them billions and billions of dollars in research and development. And we don't. A lot of people don't know how it works, Dave. The whole security apparatus of a country is designed to do one thing: to protect its economy. Now, let me explain that. The intellectual property, the money of a country, is what drives that country. And when China can steal billions and billions of dollars out of intellectual property or have it given to them, which Joe Biden will do, it will bankrupts countries on this side, because all of a sudden they've invested billions of dollars into research and development and they can't get the return on investment because all of a sudden the technology is out there and everybody can make it. So they don't get that time when they have the proprietary rights to that technology. And then China, instead of having to spend those billions and billions of dollars developing that technology, they spend a little bit of money bribing somebody and they get that technology. So it's not just a loss for the United States, it's a huge gain for China. And that's what is going to happen. You know, Hillary Clinton gave so much of our technology away. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden will put it on steroids.
Well, I remember when Al Gore, remember the scandal in the 90s? Mm-hmm. Al Gore and the DNC gave China silkworm technology.
I know. Clinton gave them neutron bomb technology.
Yep.
I mean, so, and if you look at all their modern weapons, they kind of look like our modern weapons. Gee, I wonder why they all look alike, you know? It's, remember the old Soviet space shuttle looked just like ours. I wonder why. Because the technology was either stolen or given to them. And they have so many infiltrated agents into our country right now that, again, the FBI will be told, hands off, you can't prosecute these people. I know they're stealing us blind, but, you know, just turn a blind eye to it. And there'll be a lot of good agents in the bureau that are really that are good agents. I mean, the top might be corrupt. There's still a lot of good agents that want to get things done. They'll have to sit there on their hands and watch China steal us blind.
I think you're right.
That's what's ahead. If Trump wins, Dave, and we think he's had a hard time this 4 years, he will be Abraham Lincoln fighting the Civil War in the next 4 years. Just saying he will. As bad as it has been for him this 4 years, these people are going to take it to the next level. If they burn down the White House, I mean anything, burn down federal buildings in Washington, everything will be on the table, you and me included. So that's where it's headed. And who wins? The people who love violence. You see, Cuomo today, I think it was Cuomo, said that if he wasn't governor or something, he would have punched Trump right in the face. I mean, and they accuse us of violence, Dave.
I know.
They accuse us of the violence, but I mean, I want to blow up the White House, Madonna, remember?
Yeah.
You know, Sean Penn, I want to punch him in his face. I mean, how many of these people have said they want to, what's the other Italian actor, the real short guy, De Niro. He wanted to punch Donald Trump in the face. Yeah, Cuomo, if I wasn't governor of New York, I'd have decked Trump. And they accuse us of being violent. This is what's coming our way. Trump wins. Trump loses, Biden wins, Biden loses. That's what's coming our way. And Dave, you know, you've seen that. Did you see the videos today of the left? You know, they want to get along now. We want to heal the nation. But they're on TV telling people, we're going to make the Republicans pay. We're going to make them so we're going to destroy them. We have to sort every person who voted for Trump out and destroy them. Did you see those videos?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, not only that, AOC is talking that way, as is Michelle Obama, as is Harris.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. So my message here is, again, we need to be praying. I would be praying for my family. I would make sure that my family is well stocked up and provided for. I would make sure my relationship with God was right. And I would try to surround myself at this point with men and women of valor, men and women who are not afraid to say the truth, because this is not the time for cowardly people, Dave. Cowardly people, it's like I read that quote from Clausewitz. You think by being nice to them, if we just nice to them, remember the Churchill quote, you think if you feed the alligator, he won't eat you. No, you'll just be the last to be eaten. And that's what will happen. So this is the scenario that I think we face right now. I think it's a lose-lose situation for freedom unless something dramatic happens. If Trump were to declare the Insurrection Act, but even then, you know, the military cannot contain, you know, a million people in the streets burning stuff down.
Speaking of that, in the Insurrection Act and the military, why do you think Trump fired Esper?
He doesn't like him? I don't know. He's deep swamp. I mean, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. It's for the specific reason, I don't know. But I think he might clean house, and the thing we might see is he might go on a pardoning spree, of pardoning everyone, if he does lose. I mean, he might do that, and he could also, in the last 5 days of his administration, quit, resign, and then have Pence put in president for 5 days, where Pence could pardon him.
You think Pence can be trusted to do that?
I think if he made the deal to do it, yeah, I do. I mean, that's a deal that they could work out. The last 2 weeks of the administration, I'm going to resign, and I'll let you become, you'll be sworn in as president, and then you pardon me.
Could the Supreme Court overturn that?
No. The president has a constitutional right to pardon people.
Not subject to be reviewed, though, right?
Yeah, not subject to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Heads would explode.
Bob, let me tell you about two conversations I had back in May. Actually, three. My RSOF source, very, very good guy. Very, very knowledgeable. Knows seemingly everybody. And he had me talk to two people in the Pentagon he knew personally. And we talked about, 2 to 3 days apart. And both men said effectively the same thing. You can stand down, Dave, because this is going to be general versus general, no matter who wins. What do you make of that?
That's the scenario that I just ran.
Yeah.
Biden wins, we lose. Trump wins, the nation. I mean, it's just we're so far on the powder keg right now, Dave. The fuse is lit. Can you put the fuse out? I don't know. I don't think so. That's my guess. I don't think so. In positions of power, there are people that are diametrically opposed to one another. Half the military would go with Trump, half of them would go against Trump. Who controls the nuclear missiles? Who controls the nuclear weapons at that point? Who starts pilfering stuff out of the military? The state armories, what happens to them? The National Guard. I mean, this is a scenario, Dave, I think it's going to turn into, if not worst case, very close to worst case. Because as soon as Biden gets in, if he gets in, he is going to provoke, he is going to deliberately provoke violence.
And domestically, but he's also, in my opinion, going to open things up so China can have a chance of success in attacking the United States. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a complete lemming. He's sold out to the Chinese. And he represents the Chinese interest, not the American interest. And, you know, so when he wants unity, I don't want unity with a man like that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want unity.
Can you imagine if we took this interview over to Big Tech?
Oh, gosh. They'd probably assassinate us.
Yeah, they'd come after us with a vengeance, I'm sure. You're saying a lot of things I agree with, but let me ask you a question this way. Let's just go straight to the domestic part. I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. This is a Bolshevik revolution. Would you agree with that?
Yes, a Marxist-Leninist revolution. Okay. Yes, Maoist revolution.
Well, there's never been one like this in the history of the world that I can find, and I've researched this, that didn't end in a gigantic purge in which millions were genocided.
And they've already stated they're going to do that. Bill Ayers stated he's going to do that.
Yeah, well, see, exactly. See, we talk too much. I interviewed Larry Grathwall, special FBI informant, and Bill Ayers was the head of Weatherman Underground, just to lay the situation here so the listeners can understand where we're going. And Bill Ayers launched Barack Obama's political career to the state senate of Illinois, and he launched it from his Hyde Park, Chicago home. But while he was the head of the Weatherman Underground, he was infiltrated by Larry Grathwall, who I interviewed a few times before his untimely death. And he said on my show, and he made a YouTube about this, that he asked Bill Ayers, well, if you ever win this communist revolution, what will you do? And he said, well, we'll probably first have to take 50 million Americans and put them in re-education camps in the Southwest and do away with over half of them, meaning murder. So he was already calling for the murder of 25 million Americans in 1969. And this is the man who launched Obama's career from mm-hmm. Obama to Biden. You get the idea, right?
And Obama, what does he think of us? We're just a bunch of dumb hillbillies that cling to our guns and religion, remember?
Exactly.
With utter disdain. Utter disdain for us. And now we, Dave, how much clearer? We now see numerous people on the Democratic, high profile people on the Democratic Party calling for the destruction of Republicans, the re-education, incarceration of Republicans. We need to destroy them with the words they're using. We need so they can never have political power again. This is a totalitarian movement. If you only have one political party and you've destroyed the other political party, what do you call that? Totalitarianism. That's the, and they're saying they're going to do it. Take them at their word. They do mean it. If you're listening to this right now, take them at their word. They do mean what they say.
Yeah. Bob, we've already seen evidence of it. There's another development north of the border. This isn't just Canada. Canada, New Zealand, Australia are all building isolation camps for COVID. And I think it's more than that. And when you're looking now at California, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, when you go into a restaurant, you now have to give them your name and number. And so, in other words, they can say, well, you've been exposed. And you may have no symptoms, you may not even have it, but because they say you've been exposed based on the they say so from contact tracing with this information, you can go to one of these camps. Now, a guy named Randy Hillier got up in the Ontario legislative body, and he went on for about 3 minutes. He said, I want to know who's going to be incarcerated, under what conditions, how many can we expect, what are the conditions going to be, and they cut his mic off. And we know the communist Chinese are running freely through Western Canada. I mean, they're multiplying like rabbits. Let me give you my fear, and then I want you to talk me off the ledge, okay? Here's my fear. My fear is that they're going to do the same thing here in their beta testing, the process of contact tracing and the way they're going to go about it in California with the governor. And they're going to make it a nationwide mandate, and then they're going to start rounding people up. COVID will be the cover, but political dissident status will actually be the criteria. They're going to grab you. They're going to send you north of the border in these camps, and they're going to be manned by the communist Chinese. Talk me off the ledge.
Dave, you just put me on the ledge. You can't. They say they're going to do it. Take them at their word, they're going to do it. When Joe Biden, again, dark winter. You know, look what they're doing now. You have to meet outdoor for Thanksgiving. You can't meet indoors. You have to meet outdoors. Have you seen that?
Ridiculous. I mean, and you can't meet for more than 2 hours. Like at 2 hours and 1 minute, COVID shows up uninvited to your party.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, this has nothing to do with the disease. The disease is minuscule as far as what's happening. I mean, it is totally being used for control. That is the only reason for it. And if they don't get the control, at which Joe Biden, I think thinks that they're not going to be able to pull us off with what's going on with COVID right now. And you see right now, oh my gosh, hospitals, more and more people are getting sick with COVID. Show me the facts. I don't see it. I don't see it. So it's an alarmist thing that they're doing. And so they're going to use this to quell freedom. No Thanksgiving holiday, no Christmas holiday, no church, you know, going to church and singing Christmas carols. All of this is going to be done. And if it doesn't work, then dark winter will work. And we already talked about what dark winter is.
Mm-hmm.
Something more and more powerful.
Yeah, but I believe this. Okay, here's our second ledge. So if you can leapfrog to the second ledge, and as unstable it is when you land on it, it may not hold your weight for long, to use a metaphor. But my second ledge is this, is that if Trump is able to overturn the fraud that's gone on and he assumes a second term, which, by the way, Pompeo said today, he expects Trump to have a smooth transition to a second term. And what does this ex-CIA, now Secretary of State, know that we don't? But anyway, to finish the point,
I think he's going to win. That's me. I don't have any prophetic insight. I don't have any special sources telling me that. I think there's a very, very good chance he's going to win.
Well, my feeling is this. I think he's on firm ground legally, and I know there's enough cases here to turn this election, but we have a legacy of corrupt judges, and I don't trust them. And I'm going to give you a big one in the Supreme Court, and then I'll finish that thought. The Supreme Court, we all know Roberts has compromised Epstein Island, so forth, so on. So he'll vote liberal. But if the other ones hold to their background, you would think that Trump would win 5-4. But there is a wild card in there, Bob, that a lot of people don't know, and I found it. It's Kavanaugh, and Kavanaugh was one of the architects of Patriot Acts 1 and 2, which means he's deep state.
Yes.
Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, we talked about that, yes. Yeah. But... Dave, that's why I'm telling you, and I say this with all soberness. It doesn't matter who wins this. The left has war gamed it out, and they're going to bring about violence in the United States.
I agree.
If you think Trump had a hard first term, they're going to make an impossible second term.
But it's going to be more than just an impossible second term. let me get specific. Okay, so now we're back on that second ledge. Okay, so what are the dynamics in the second ledge? The dynamics are this, is that once Trump wins, then we are going to have continuous Tet Offensive of MS-13 assassinating key people. You're going to have Antifa, Black Lives Matter grow and use Chinese automatic weapons. It's going to be Bosnia 1992 on steroids. And when America is weakened enough, I'll go back to what I said earlier, the Chinese are coming across the border with the UN. Both
and
borders.
Across the Taiwanese border.
Both borders, too. Not just yes. Taiwan. Taiwan will be a preemptive strike prior to this to draw resources away from the U.S. But I'm telling you, when all that's done, they're crossing our northern and southern border with the U.N.
Dave, that's why I'm saying you bring me out on the ledge with you, because I can't disagree with that. And this is the importance right now of people taking this extremely serious. You know, we can weather the storm. We can even be victorious in the storm, because, I mean, you look at the three Hebrew children, you look at Daniel, look at other people, that when in the midst of extreme adversity, when governments were changing, Daniel survived the four different, completely different administrations. We can prosper if we take the steps now to mitigate the threat that we will face. And the big threat is going to be food, Dave. We are heading towards, if not in a famine right now, a global famine. And they're gonna do everything they can to make sure that there will be a famine, because again, they want the destruction. They live on destruction. They live on death, and so they will do everything they can. And famine is one of the easy ways to do it. The other way to do it is biological weapons. You know, nuclear weapons destroy things. They don't want to destroy the buildings. They want the buildings. They just want to destroy the people. So biological weapons are the perfect tool to use to bring about that destruction.
That's why we won't have an EMP and an all-out nuclear attack on the United States, because China just wants genocide so they can get the resources intact.
Yes.
Yeah,
If we do have a nuclear strike, it'll be limited. It'll be a limited strike to bring fear to the people, to bring about a threat of compliance that this is going to happen. If it happened once or twice, we're going to have a massive amount of nuclear strikes if we don't comply. So anything that they do is always designed to bring about compliance, to bring about what they desire for people. And that, again, it goes out to wargaming. These people are devilishly clever, inspired by Lucifer, and they've war gamed out every scenario right now concerning this election and how to proceed, whoever wins, how to proceed to bring about the most destruction and the end of the United States of America.
And Biden is the architect ushered in along with Harris.
Yeah, screw tape and wormwood.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to start calling them.
Screw tape and wormwood.
Well, that's the two characters in the book, the screw tape letters. Screw tape was the chief demon, and Wormwood was his nephew demon.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Harris should be screw tape, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry.
I thought this was a family program.
It's a family program. Well, I said I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Maybe it's better saying that than calling her heels in the air Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, her stories are
Trump
legendary.
Versus the tramp.
Yeah, every position she has received of significance. Let's put it this way, the heels were up.
Yeah.
Landing gear up, we're off for landing. We've achieved liftoff. I mean, all the metaphors you want to use, this woman is nothing but a tramp.
Yeah, she's a lowbrow thinker. We talked about this last time on the TV program. She has no idea how to run an economy. She has no idea how wealth is created. How people work all their lives to create wealth that they can pass on to their family. She just sees that as an opportunity to take that money away from people who've worked, to use it for political advantage so she can get reelected. If I give it to people, they'll vote for me, so I'll take the wealth that people have worked hard for and, worked their fingers to the bone to build a business, to do whatever they need to do, to work that second job, to get advanced, to pay that mortgage off. That's just an opportunity. That's money sitting there. And in this global reset, Dave, oh my gosh, this is changing. I know we're changing the subject right now, but the global reset, I think it's designed for that January. They're going to have that meeting. This is the cryptocurrency. This is the abolishment of paper money. This is everything goes electronic. mark of the beast. They can create inflation. You have to turn in all your dollars, and for every dollar you get one, whatever they do, but it'll be horribly deflated. And it'll bring about a global system of bondage that it will rival the Terminator movies as far as the control the system has over people.
The Terminator
movies. And Joe Biden is all for that. He'll push that because he wants that control. He wants that ability to inflict that on people. And so that's what will happen, that global reset, when they introduce the cryptocurrency that makes it mandatory. No longer is it just some thing on the fringe. It'll become, under his administration, the predominant way people buy and sell.
Yeah. Can we effectively say this will be the end of under-the-table garage sales?
It'll be the end. I mean, people will still be able to barter. I have a dozen eggs, and you have whatever, and we trade it. People will still be able to do that, and that will be that will develop into an underground economy. But as far as buying something, you know, and you can't buy it with cash, so cash is abolished. Then yes, that's for all practical purposes, that's what it would be the end of anything. No transaction would go without the government scrutiny and notice. And again, as we've mentioned before, Dave, what would happen is, you know, you've had your allotment of this food product for the month. So you can't buy anymore. They can control the food product. They can control what you buy, what you listen to, where you go, vacations, travel, whatever, because you've already had your fair share.
Speaking of that, did you notice where Harris talked about quotas for meat and the kind of meat?
Exactly. You know, there is a prophecy in the Bible, David, says in the last days they'll forbid the eating of meat. And again, they want to forbid that because it's the number one source of protein people get, and the body needs protein. So what you do when you give people less protein, you develop – men don't develop into men as well. They don't have the protein to build muscle and stuff. So, again, the whole girly man thing, it goes all back into that. Dave, this is the thing of seeing the big picture and not just incidents. This is Medusa. This is the head of the head that has all the multi snakes on it. Everything they do, it's all war gamed out, from the economy to religion to news media to education to food production to what you listen to, what you hear. Everything is gamed out. It's already been gamed out, and that's why the Bible says so clearly, Dave, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, because all those things are unclean, and I will receive you, and you'll be my sons and daughters. But if you do not come out from among them, and you're still in that system thinking you're going to be able to operate in that system, I got news for you. That system's going to engulf you.
Wow. That's all I got to say is wow.
Prove me wrong, Dave. That's all I have to say. Somebody prove me wrong.
I know. I hear you. Listen, we've had a convergence of ideas here, both theoretical and in experiential from society. And to me, this is why I think your theory is right on the money.
And if Trump does start to gain momentum in these states, be really, really on the way of a false flag, you know, something big. False flag.
Well, do you know that the most popular theory among federal law enforcement for the assassination of Trump is a mass casualty event in which the intent to assassinate Trump is disguised by the mass casualties?
Of course. I mean, if he and again, the lone gunman, I mean, they might want to incite the violence, Dave. I'm just telling you,
yeah,
these
I hear
people
you.
Love violence. Right now, they're looking for the right set of circumstances to bring about an absolute orgy of violence in this country. They don't want to avoid it. They want it. And that's why I'm saying, you know, Biden gets in and starts, everybody knows, all the conservatives, 70 million people in this country know that they've been stolen, the election's been stolen from them, and then he does everything that's going to further aggravate them. Guns, abortion, pedophilia, all of it. You know, just making it in your face. If they're willing to steal an election in your face, I promise you they're willing to say, okay, well, you know, like California, if I'm 21, I can have sex with an 11-year-old. They'll put it in your face. They'll destroy the laws about pedophilia. They'll destroy – I mean, you look at Oregon right now. Right now you can buy heroin on the streets legally. LSD,
Do
cocaine.
you know either one of those incidents that you just mentioned about the pedophilia and the purchasing of illegal drugs? 40 years ago, this would have put millions of Americans on the streets in protest.
It would have. But, the frog story, it had been slowly boiled alive. It doesn't bother people anymore. That was the whole reason for the thing, Cuties. You remember that vile thing that Netflix put out?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
knew they would get blowback. It was to measure how much blowback they would get, because that's their starting point. Once they get, if they put out a 10 and it blows back to 7, they don't go back to 5. They go from 7 on. And so that's what it was designed to do. And now the things that 20, 30, 40 years ago would have absolutely embarrassed two men talking in a locker room are now laughed about on TV.
I know. It's distressing beyond belief. We have a decision to make here. We can hold over for 5 and skip the intro segment, which, because we pre-recorded this, or we can just say, tell them how to get a hold of you. Let's do that, Bob, because we'll do a part 2 on this, because there's too much here left on the table. We got 20 seconds. Tell people how they can get a hold of you at Ready Made Resources to get necessary prepping supplies.
800-627-3809. I answer the phone a lot, and I'll be glad to help anybody with their individual prep needs.
He does, and I'm telling you, water filtration, night vision, communication, these are things you should be asking about when you call. Bob, we're flat out of time, but we're going to follow up with a part 2 on this, because we're going to be getting more information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dave. God bless.
Take care.